Our story today is called Writing Reading. It's from Eric Moore. In 1990, the high school dropout rate for Dolly Parton's hometown of Sevierville, Tennessee was at 34%. Research shows that most kids make up their minds in the 5th and 6th grade not to graduate. That year, all 5th and 6th graders from Sevierville were invited by Parton to attend an assembly at Dollywood. They were asked to pick a buddy, and if both students completed high school, Dolly Parton would personally hand each of them a $500 check on their graduation day. As a result, the dropout rate for those classes fell to 6%. And has generally retained that average to this day. Shortly after the success of the Buddy program, Parton learned in dealing with teachers from the school district that problems in education often begin during the first grade when kids are at different developmental levels. That year, the Dollywood Foundation paid the salaries for additional teachers' assistants in every first grade class for the next 2 years under the agreement if the program worked, the school system would effectively adopt and fund the program after the trial period. And during the same period, Parton founded the Imagination Library in 1995. The idea being that children from her rural hometown and low-income families often start school at a disadvantage and as a result will be unfairly compared to their peers for the rest of their lives, effectively encouraging them not to pursue higher education. The objective of the Imagination Library was that every child in Sevier County would receive one book every month mailed and addressed to the child from the day they were born till the day they started kindergarten, 100% free of charge. What began as a hometown initiative now serves children in all 50 states, Australia, Canada, and the UK, mailing thousands of free books to kids around the world monthly. March 1st, 2018, Parton donated her 100 millionth book at the Library of Congress, a copy of Coat of Many Colors, dedicated to her father, who never learned to read or write. Philippians 2:3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceits. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.